All right. Do you guys want to know something that can really take you a long way that doesn't really require very much effort at all? Yes? Okay, let me explain it to you. And a lot of you are going to actually hate this answer because it kind of sucks. But one thing I always really like to do is show up really early. Like, really early. Like, let me explain myself. Like in high school, especially like my junior and senior year, like when I could drive myself to school, I would show up to practice really early and try and be the first one there. Potentially even before a single coach comes and unlocks the building, I would try and be there. Be there first, because here's all the benefits of that. Like, I'm going to explain every benefit that I got from getting to practice early. It was quiet. Like, you pull in, I got the same parking spot every single day. It was quiet. I could take my time getting my stuff out of my vehicle. I could just take my time and stroll up to the door, take my time in the locker room getting ready, you know, potentially, you know, use the bathroom, wash my hands, like stretch, like have all this time. I could walk down to the room that we met in, have all the time in the world to take my seat in what would either be an empty room or just a room with a couple people in it, you know, have some time to catch up with people as they come in. I'd always get my same seat, and that was all like my benefit. Second benefit is people start to notice it, whether it be like when you start doing this, like your coach could start to see that you care more and put more effort towards you and your training. Whether it be your coach, another coach, an assistant coach, a teacher, your professor, your boss at work, your manager, all these people. Like, let's say you need more hours at your job and you start to show up early and even maybe help before you clock in. Your manager might notice that and be like, hey, like, I'm going to start giving you some more hours. Like, you deserve this more than anyone else. Like, you're here. It's those little things, right? Like, your goal is just to come in earlier to give yourself some more time. But you might start motivating your teammates or your peers, you know, your coworkers to also start coming in earlier, which is going to benefit the company, which is going to, you know, give you some more leeway from your bosses. And overall, you're just going to feel better. You know, when you prepare to show up early somewhere, you're doing that work way before you even leave your house. Because in order to show up places earlier, you have to do some interesting things. You have to set your clothes out, you know, like the night before. You have to have breakfast ready the night before. If you take supplements or protein powder, you have to have that out the night before. If you go like to the gym before work, you'll have your gym bag ready. You know, and by work, I mean school, like if you have a college class or anywhere you need to be. You know, if you have a backpack to bring, you have that ready. If you have a lunch that you need to pack, you'll have that ready. Everything you'll have ready the night before so that you can wake up and go. You know, wake up, hit the shower and go. Wake up, work out, hit the shower and go. You know, there's no preparation phase because you did that all the night before. Or you woke up earlier and did that all before you started your day. And this can carry you a long way. Because not only is this going to develop, you know, this new skill within you, people are going to notice. And that's kind of like that whole deal with like networking is crazy for it. Like if you've heard that, like networking is everything, the people you know is everything for you, is that compounds, because more and more people are going to start to notice you showing up early. More and more people are going to ask you about it. And that compounds and spreads exponentially to people appreciating you more, people having you do more important tasks that you appreciate and you love to do. And, you know, you could get a raise, you could get a new position, you could move up. So much benefit from just showing up a little bit earlier. Now, I do it to an extreme sometimes. Like, I'll show up real early just to give myself that time. And I like to be in places alone for a little bit just so I can get situated. It's weird. If you feel the same way, but you've never shown up somewhere super early before, try it out. Like, I've always loved being the first person there, because when you're the first person there or like one of the first people somewhere, you just get to set the tone. You get to set the tone, and you get to know how everyone's feeling as they come in. You get to know the setting. You get to know the setting as it you know, adapts to new things. It's great. Like, show up early. And if you just show up 5 minutes early, that's basically just being on time. But if it's 10, 20, 30 minutes early to an hour early, like, you could show up to practice early and stretch and do a little bit of physical like training before practice even starts, or get an extra 100 push-ups in, or get an extra 200 jumping jacks in before practice by putting in that extra effort. It's going to make you better. It's going to make your game better. You could show up to work early, you know, read or watch some informational videos about your job, like if you're in sales or marketing, or you could show up to work earlier and just get started on contracts, you know, way before anyone else, and get a lot more work done, make more money, and bam, you're set. Show up earlier, all right? You saw the title. This goes a long way, and I'm telling you personal stories, and one of the things I'm trying to do now is be the first person there. So it doesn't matter what it is. I just need to be the first one there. Like, I need to be so damn early that I'm the first one there. And that's hard to do, because as you move up in industries where people are dedicated and people are already used to showing up places early, it gets more difficult. But keep trying. Keep getting after it. If you know someone that is always late or always right on time or just a couple minutes early, send them this podcast episode so they can hear me out. Again, if you made it this far, I truly appreciate you guys and love you guys so much. It's always great having you guys here at Red's Corner. But again, guys, don't forget to keep getting after it out there. And peace out. Love you guys.